Now, friends, shall we turn for a little time this evening to words we will find in the portion of Scripture that we read together. The first book of Chronicles, chapter 12, and we may read from verse 16. First Chronicles, chapter 12, and reading from verse 16. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If you be come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if you be come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasi, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helper, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. And especially the words in verse 18, Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. At this time, David was an outlaw. And although he had done no wrong, King Saul was seeking his life. And he would have slain him with his own hands if he had found the opportunity. And now David and his men were hiding in the stronghold of Ziklag in the wilderness. There were many who were ready to betray David to the king. There were those whose motives were to find financial reward. And therefore it was not surprising that at this time David was on his guard. The men of Keilah had delivered him up, even although he had saved their city from the Philistines. They had betrayed his whereabouts to King Saul. And now David's fortunes were at a low ebb. At this time, when these brave men came to his side, these men of the children of Benjamin and Judah. Oh, it was an action that would be remembered and that would be rewarded in the day of his triumph. And you see, friends, in this story we have a parallel between David and our Lord Jesus Christ. For David is an eminent type or picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is not enthroned in the hearts of the men and women of the world. Ah, no, their hearts go after an enemy prince. The kingdom has not yet been claimed by the Son of David. He reigns on heaven's throne, but there are many upon earth who are saying in their hearts, we will not have this man to reign over us. And his followers are despised, and his cause is ridiculed, and his claims are denied by wicked men. Now, as we seek to meditate for a little upon our text, friends, we would like to notice that we have here, first of all, a commendable example. A commendable example that came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. These men came to David because they knew that he was the Lord's anointed. In the days of his youth, Samuel, the prophet of God, had been sent to Bethlehem to choose a king from among Jesse's sons. And you remember that he anointed David with the holy oil. And if these men were to be true Israelites, if they were to be the servants of God's kingdom, it was fitting that they should give their allegiance to David. One of the psalmists wrote in the 89th Psalm, "I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him." And the Lord Jesus is given us to be a leader and a commander to the people. He has a claim upon our allegiance, for he is the Lord's anointed. Now these men came to David too because they had a great admiration for him. No doubt they recalled the battle with Goliath when he was but a youth. They expressed their admiration for David's faith and courage. And I believe too that these men were drawn to David because of the graciousness of his character. David was so different from other warrior chiefs. He was noted for his gentleness and his courtesy. David was remarkable in many ways. For a soldier of the old dispensation, think of his mercy to his foes. He spared the life of King Saul on two occasions when he was within his power. He had the opportunity to open the way to the throne by one swift blow of the sword. But he said, no, I would not lift up my hand against the Lord's anointing. And then too, these men were attracted to David because they knew that he was valiant in war. He had won many past victories for Israel. And you remember how the Apostle Paul, writing to the Colossians, says of our Savior that on the cross he vanquished the principalities and powers of hell, making a show of them openly. Making a show of them openly. These men were attracted by the bravery of the son of Jesse. And they came to him in a day of derision and scorn, when David was being so cruelly persecuted. Ah, yes. When the cause of Christ is being misrepresented and abused. The masses were against David. The great crowd carried favor with the king. Ah, there are always those that will follow with the majority. But these brave men were not afraid of ridicule. They were not afraid to be called nicknames. They were not afraid of the derision of their enemies. They were men of faith. They had faith in the God of Israel. And they believed God's promises to David. They believed that although he was an outlaw and an exile, although his name was being cast out as evil, that he was the Lord's anointed. There came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And for David, it was a time of depression. He was being hunted by the armies of King Saul. He was constantly in danger of his life. And it would seem that it was about this time that David wrote the words in the psalm, "Has the Lord forgotten to be gracious? Has he cast off his mercy forever?" And when these men came to the hold unto David, oh, it was a song in the night, a song in that dark night. And you remember that for our Lord too upon the cross, there was a song in the night. In that dark night, you remember, there was one who was on the enemy side. There was one who was a notorious foe of the king, and he was brought into subjection, and the Spirit shined into his heart, and he saw in Christ what the Pharisees and the doctors of the law could never see, and he cried out in penitence, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." It was a song in the night. Ah, yes. And when the day would come that David would be enthroned, for these brave men there would be rich rewards. When there were estates to be bestowed, when there were titles to be conferred, these men of faith would receive their honors from the king. But then, friends, also we would see in this incident a careful inquiry. We're told that David stood upon his guard, for it was an hour of danger. These were the men of Benjamin. And you remember that Benjamin was the tribe of King Saul. And therefore they were the natural enemies of David. And he was slow to put his confidence in them. They were the men of Saul's tribe. And then the men of Judah were of the same tribe as the men of Keilah. Those people who had betrayed his whereabouts to King Saul. And therefore David was cautious, and he made very careful inquiry. Oh, he counts the cost. He counts the cost of receiving those men into his army. And David desires that his followers be of the right kind. He sets before them the right way. If ye be come peaceably unto me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. If you become peaceably, if you have right motives in coming to me, then I will gladly welcome you. Do you remember how the Apostle Paul commended those believers at Thessalonica when he said of them, they gave themselves first of all to the Lord and then unto us by the will of God. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord. And these were good men. These were men with faith in the Lord God of Israel. And we are to give ourselves first of all to the Lord, confessing that I am a sinner, looking to the Lord Jesus as a sin bearer, committing all our future into his hands. If you become peaceably unto me, yes, David would not have them come fault-finding and quarrelsome. No, if you become peaceably unto me. David knew his own weaknesses, and the church is not perfect, nor is it for the perfect. But the word tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. God sees no iniquity in Jacob, nor any perverseness in Israel. And he covers her faults with his own love. We are to become peaceably unto him, seeking to have the mind of Christ. Ah, these men were seasoned soldiers, but they did not desire the preeminence. We are not to be self-seeking. We are not to be unforgiving and proud and envious, stirring up hatred and strife. If you become peaceably unto me to help me, to unite with me against the foe. For what is the use of a soldier who will not fight in the battle? If you become peaceably unto me to help me, that's the call to serve the Lord. My heart shall be knit unto you. My heart shall be knit unto you. We shall never be separated. For nothing, said the Apostle Paul, nothing shall ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But, said David, if you become to betray me to mine enemies, then the Lord God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. But then, friends, the last thing that we would see in the text is that we have here a cordial confession. A cordial confession. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. The Spirit came upon Amasai. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Once we were on the enemy's side. Once we fought for thy foes, but not now, never again. No longer are we on the side of Saul. And is it not true? Is it not true of everyone who follows Christ? For the apostle says that once we were enemies in our minds by wicked works. Ah, but no longer are we his enemies, but his friends. No longer on the enemy side. The Spirit came upon Amasai. It was the Spirit's work. Ah, it wasn't their own decision. No, it was the gracious working of the Spirit. And you remember how John tells us that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit himself, the Spirit who brings men to conviction and to confession of Christ. It's the Spirit's work to bring a person genuinely to confess faith in the Lord Jesus. The Spirit came upon Amasai. It's not of ourselves. No, it's the working of the Holy Spirit. And it is he who reveals to us the character of the New Testament David. One thing I desired of the Lord, said the psalmist, that I may behold the beauty of the Lord and dwell forever in his holy place. We are drawn to Christ by the cords of love. And no man can come unto me, said our Lord, except the Spirit draw him. It is the drawing power of the Spirit. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price, even with the precious blood of Christ. Bought with a price. Thine are we, David. We have no other allegiance. No, we have left Saul's side. We have forsaken the company of the wicked. We have associated with thee, David, and we will be faithful to thee unto death. Thine are we, David. No other shall have dominion over us. And you remember how Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than men. We are to be the servants of God, doing the will of God from the heart. Thine are we, David. We are thine completely. We are wholly thine. We are thine only. And you see, that is to be true, friend, of you and me in the service of Christ. No man but Jesus only. Jesus only. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. And you remember how the Apostle Paul said to his converts, be ye followers of me. And then he checked himself. Be followers of me, even as I am of Christ. Paul is but the servant. Christ is the master. Be followers of me, even as I am of Christ. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace be to thee, success be to thine arms, and prosperity to all who are on thy side. Peace be to thee. Ah, yes, friend, and this is our confession to the great son of David. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Oh, yes, friends, in these days we are hearing about convulsions and upheavals in different lands. We are seeing the overthrow of mighty powers. But oh, let us remember that everything is being overruled for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. Just as God was causing all things to work for the accession of David, for his enthronement as King of Israel, thine are we, David. And this is the glory of the cause of Christ, that God himself is involved in it. Thine are we, David, thine are we. That's the confession of the Lord's people. That's what we are saying when we take into our hands the broken bread and the poured out wine. We're saying, thine are we, Lord Jesus. We belong to thee. Thou art our ruler. We owe allegiance to thee and to none other. Thy precepts are our commands, and we seek grace to follow thee, to walk in thy ways, and to be thy witnesses in the world. Thine are we, David. That is the confession of the Lord's people. They are acknowledging Christ, confessing their love to him, that they've been drawn by the cords of love, and that they are seeking to yield themselves wholly unto his service. That will be their confession next Lord's Day. And friend, what about you? Where do you stand in relation to the claims of the Lord Jesus Christ upon you? Are you like these men? Are you seeking to come down to the hold unto David? Ah, yes, like them, we have been on the enemy side. We have served the forces of an enemy king. We have had our share in the works of wickedness. But oh, that the Spirit would come upon us as he came upon Amasai, that the Spirit would reveal to us the loveliness of Christ, that he would show to us the beauty of the King, that he would reveal to us the glory of the finished work of Calvary, that we would look away from ourselves and from our unworthiness, that we would look away from the filth of our own heart, that we would look to Jesus, that we would see the robes of his righteousness, the robes that are offered to us in the gospel, the robes that he bestows on the chief of sinners, that looks to him with the eye of faith. Thine are we, David. Are we going to confess him before men, to acknowledge him as our Lord, to come out from the world's side and take our share with those who are derided and reproached for his name's sake? Thine are we, David. Ah, they were of the enemy, yes. Yes, but David received them. David received them, and he made them captains of the band, gave them a place in his service, a place of honor, and henceforth they would fight in his battles, and they would share in his victory, and they would receive his reward in the day when the king was enthroned. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Oh, that we would be able genuinely to say that to Christ and to confess his name openly before all men. May the Lord bless our meditation on his word. Let us pray.